This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE as we launch into the third hour of the program with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
We do have Skype username here is lrn.fm. Coming up, if we get the chance, Daryl, you're going to tell us about how Americans are getting their news digitally these days. And we've been talking about corrupt cops. We got a story about a cop out of Florida who attempted to murder an elderly woman and also apparently moonlighted as a prostitute. He was a Sarasota County sheriff who apparently had extracted $100,000 from a woman for pleasing her sexually. This woman, Eleanor Jarvis, called the police after she learned that the man who she'd been paying as a prostitute was also a cop. Apparently she knew he was a cop because she paid him $500 to perform a sex act in his patrol vehicle and send her that video over an app called Tango. But also she called police when she learned that the man she'd been paying, that cop, Mr. Bybee, had attempted to murder a woman named Marcia Soule. Now, Ms. Soule, he attempted to, or did, enter her home. She's 79 years old, mounted her, shoved prescription pills down her throat, then ran her car in the garage with the door open to her home in the hopes that she would die of carbon monoxide poisoning. Then she survived the encounter and called the police. And this was after she had met him back in October, and he transported her to a hospital, praying with her to gain her trust and confidence, then agreed to care for her Yorkshire Terrier in exchange for $1,000, and then sold the dog on Craigslist. He then spent the next few weeks visiting her at her home while on duty and off duty, introducing her to his three children. But within 2 months, the woman called the sheriff's office to report that he'd become too controlling. Sarasota Sheriff's investigators then learned that he wrote checks from the woman's account to himself and his children for $65,000 after the woman denied ever writing them and his fingerprints were found on at least one check. On December 28th, he sent an email to the woman's doctor from her email address, pretending that she had suicidal implications, which led the woman to being involuntarily committed for evaluation in a treatment facility. According to investigators, although the email was sent from the woman's account, the IP address, however, originated from his home. According to the Bradenton Herald, nevertheless, a judge on Tuesday reduced the man's bail from $900,000 to $250,000, and Ms. Soule's dog has since been returned. He's now facing multiple charges, including attempted murder, forgery, grand theft, burglary of an occupied dwelling, and battery on a person aged 65 years or older. And who knows what other shenanigans this officer has been up to in his 18 years of working for the Sarasota Sheriff's Department. There are, at the very least, several disciplinary issues on his record, but I'm sure that's just scratching the surface of the corruption of this man.
This is just so, so strange.
And sick. So anyway, there's that story for you. You're welcome to comment. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Mike. He's in Ohio. Mike, you're on via Skype. Go ahead.
Thanks, Ian.
Welcome.
So I have cancer, but I'm getting better. But I have to take a monthly. Okay, I'm sorry.
Now we know that. But I'm sorry.
So,
go ahead.
Oh, yeah. No, so I have a rare form of leukemia, and I have to take a monthly chemo dose. And this medicine costs $12,000 plus, so it's over $12,000
per month.
Per month, yeah.
Wow.
Per month, and so anyway, my insurance only pays 75 percent of it, so I have to come up with the rest of it each month. And so I use a copay card from the company, Bristol-Myers Squibb, who produces the chemo. Now, here's the thing about this medicine. Because of patent laws, it's so high. An Indian company, I can tell you the name of the drug. It's called Sprycel. And an Indian company a couple of years ago said, look, we can do this and import it in for about $100 a month. And the government and Bristol-Myers Squibb, you know, obviously the Bristol-Myers Squibb lobbied the government, and the government closed the import. You can't import this drug. So because you can't, because they say, well, we had to do research and development on it, and like a nonprofit cancer patient advocate people were like, actually, government grants paid for this drug to be, produced. And it just goes to show you what patent laws do. They hurt people like myself. Now,
let me just see if I've got this straight. So you've got chemo treatments that cost you $12,000 a month. You pay 25% of that. Your insurance pays 75% of it. So you're paying thousands of dollars a month. You know, about $3,000 or so dollars per month for this treatment. And you could get a $100 treatment, basically the same thing, from an Indian manufacturer?
Yeah, and all you have to look, if you look up the drug, it's called Sprycel, and so Sprycel, and the other name is like, and kind of what the broad term is.
What's the punishment if you get caught smuggling that drug into the United States?
I'm sure prison.
Depends on the schedule, right?
Right. Depends on the schedule, and yeah, you could wind up in prison.
So if you don't want to risk prison, you could always, I don't know what a plane ticket to India costs,
Canada.
But I bet it's less. Oh, you can do it in Canada too?
I mean, in Canada, it's cheaper. Government, this is exactly what happens, because it's higher here than it is in Canada, because the government of Canada negotiates with Bristol-Myers Squibb as opposed to the insurance companies. Now, people, advocates of socialized medicine say, oh, that's a good thing. But it's just the patent laws here make it so insane.
Well, what does it cost in Canada?
It's less.
How much?
It's around five. At least half as much.
Okay.
Less.
So, is that an option? Either fly to Canada, fly to Mexico, fly to India, and save some big money.
Canadian. Yeah. Well, I would have to be a Canadian citizen.
What about flying to India? What about you? Could you get off the plane there, buy $100 worth of the medication, take it, and enjoy a weekend in India, and then come back to the United States, and spend $1,500 instead of $3,000?
I would have to figure out how to acquire the medicine in India. Obviously, don't have.
What about the underground markets? What about like places like Alpha Bay or Dream Market? I don't know how high demand a medicine like that would be, but
right.
It may be there. I mean, there is that possibility. $3,000 a month—that's a lot of money to be paying.
There are even sites that aren't on the dark web that you can find.
Like the places that sell modafinil, for instance, places like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. You should, in my opinion, you should look into the risks of actually smuggling the product, because it may be lower. It may be lower than you think that it is.
Sure.
I mean, if it's not a scheduled narcotic in that it's, is it habit forming? I doubt it. It's chemo, right? You don't really want to take chemo. Most people, there's probably nobody out there seeking this drug for the purpose of getting high. So it's probably not, on the habit forming drug list. I don't know how low the schedule numbers go, but there may be a very low penalty for actually acquiring this from elsewhere.
Sure, and thanks for the info. But Bristol-Myers Squibb will work with you on it, and they'll say, "Oh, we'll help you. We can give you copay assistance and all this stuff." But the problem is, it shouldn't be this high anyway. It's crony capitalism, and it hurts real life people. And
yeah,
and all it does is it makes people. And it's so insane because listen, if you have cancer, especially this cancer, you can get on disability, and you actually pay nothing for the drug. Mm-hmm. You pay nothing because the government pays all. But I don't do that. I work, and.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm hurt by it, and unfortunately, Sarah is incorrect in that all you have to do is take calcium and your cancer
is
gone.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Mike, and good luck out there, and we appreciate it. More coming up here, 855-450-3.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-956-9829. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
Coming up, how are people getting their news in this digital age? Daryl, you've got that story. And I want to update some folks, or maybe those of you just tuning in. The story about Ademo Freeman is now online. It's online at both copblock.org as well as freekeen.com. It's the top story on both sites right now. Ademo, for those that don't know, is the founder of copblock.org. He is a longtime friend of the show here on Free Talk Live, sometime co-host in the past. He has lived here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. In fact, this was the place where CopBlock was pretty much founded, was Keene. He and his co-founder, Pete Ayer, have both lived in this very house, actually, right above the studio for LRN.FM here with Free Talk Live. And unfortunately, he was not arrested in New Hampshire. He was arrested in Lebanon, Ohio, last night, just around the end of Free Talk Live. So you guys didn't catch wind of it in time for the end of the show last night. But he was arrested on charges of drug trafficking and drug possession to the level of a felony class 3 in Ohio, which could result in as many as 11 years in prison. He's facing, that's my understanding, it was a pretty difficult thing to try to figure out the sentencing guidelines for Ohio. I spent several minutes on it before the show tonight, and I believe that it's up to 5 years per Class 3 felony charge, and then another year for the one Class 5 felony that he has. So he may be facing as many as, if it's done consecutively, as many as 11 years in prison for possession and trafficking of what is perhaps alleged to be marijuana. We don't have the details in the case yet. As of right now, all we have are rumors. We have the police booking report from the jail. We have the court docket, which at this point does not have any of the police reports in it. It's just, you know, Ademo was arrested. Here's where he's being held. Here's when his arraignment is, which is Tuesday at the Warren County Municipal Court. So the video's up. It's on the Free Keene YouTube channel. You can see the video in the Cop Block and Free Keene posts. I took a 40-minute video that Ademo had streamed live from his cell phone on the scene, boiled it down to the most important 15 minutes. So for those of you that are time-challenged and don't want to jump around through a bunch of dead space in a long video, you can watch this one, and that summarizes basically what happened to him. So that's the latest. The story is up there if you want the details, if you want the phone numbers for the jail, if you want the phone number for the prosecutor's office. You can call them on Monday. You can call the jail anytime you want to just kind of let them know that you're paying attention. It's interesting what happens in a jail when people on the outside are actually calling the jail about the person who they have in their custody. Daryl, you used to work as a corrections officer, so I imagine unless there happened to be a cop blocker who was arrested during your time as a corrections officer.
I never worked in booking.
Yeah, so but the word gets around to the whole jail when a bunch of people are doing this call blast on the jail, calling and, you know, just asking about Ademo or whoever the person in question is. We've had this happen with multiple liberty activists and cop blockers over the years. And just having a bunch of people call in, the word can sometimes get to the inmate. Like, sometimes the guard will come over and say something like, oh, the phone's ringing off the hook for you. Or, you know, making some sort of comment about all of the phone calls that they're getting. Now, it could hurt or it could help the inmate. The guards may decide to be vindictive towards the inmate, as though the inmate was in some way in charge of the phone calls that were coming in. Or the guards may be a little more hands-off. They may be a little more cautious with how they handle the inmate because they know that unlike the average inmate, this one has people on the outside more than just mom or their girlfriend who cares about him. Because normally when somebody goes to jail, it's, you know, that's when you find out who your real friends are. You find out who actually cares enough to come visit you or write you in jail. You find out about that, and it turns out it's not very many people. And so it's very rare that anybody will call a jail about the people that they have inside there. So when a few people or a bunch of people call, it becomes that person becomes very, very conspicuous, and the jail guards will change how they treat that person. I tend to believe that overall it's a benefit, because when these government agencies that normally operate with relative impunity for what they do and get away with, in some cases, some jails, they get away with murdering their inmates, then when they know that people are paying attention on the outside, they may be a little more by the book. They may do a little, be a little bit more cautious with how they handle that case.
Right.
And I think that's a good thing. So I've included the phone number for the jail in the blog post over at copblock.org and freekeen.com. It's also at the bottom of the video, throughout the video, as well as the phone number for the county attorney, or what I believe to be the number for the county attorney. By the time I got that number, it was past 5 p.m. Eastern, and it was too late to actually call to try to talk to that person. So I put whatever information I could in the post, and for right now, it's going to be a waiting game. We don't know yet what the bond is going to be. I've heard rumors they're going to shoot for a $100,000 bond, so we don't know if Ademo is going to be able to be bonded out prior to whenever the trial will end up being set for this. We, at this point, don't know what sort of plea deals will be offered. We're not sure exactly what drugs were found. I believe marijuana was involved because of the contents of the audio that was put forth in the video that Ademo streamed out. But unless you've got any questions about something I might have missed, Daryl, I think I've gone over pretty much that situation.
I can't think of any questions.
So anyway, if you want to get the latest, copblock.org. Freekeen.com. I'll continue to follow this. Oh, one of the other points I wanted to make was, and I don't want to hammer this too hard on the cop block post, but I think it's worth mentioning here. I didn't mention it in the cop block post, but had Ademo been pulled over in Keene, New Hampshire, and had his car been searched in Keene, New Hampshire, or in Manchester, perhaps, or in some area where there's a concentration of liberty activists and cop blockers who could come to his aid, because nobody came in Lebanon, Ohio. Now, there's people in Ohio. There are cop blockers in Ohio.
Right.
But there aren't enough of them, and nobody came. So had he been pulled over in Keene, New Hampshire, had he sent out a cell 411, which for some reason he didn't do that in this case. He actually just streamed live to Facebook. Which, maybe he didn't know this, but Cell 411, the app, the emergency alerts app that we recommend here on Free Talk Live, that is a sponsor of our video streams at cam.freetalklive.com, Cell 411 allows you to not only indicate to your friends where you are with the GPS accuracy when something bad is happening to you, like being pulled over by the cops. In this case, he was pulled over for a burnout taillight. Which was the other charge he was hit with. I forgot to mention that. I found that by looking at his court docket. So he's pulled out for a burn over a taillight. If he had sent a cell 411 and had been in New Hampshire, where he's lived previously, I can almost guarantee people would have come out to assist with that situation. And they could have been on the scene, in theory, and we've seen this happen with other people here in Keene. They could have been on the scene before the police were able to have a second car arrive. Before any sort of search would have ever happened. And in a lot of cases, we've seen activists arriving on the scene of some situation has made the police turn tail and leave. So it may have actually prevented the search from even happening in the first place. But unfortunately, now he's facing 11 years in prison. We'll continue. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, we invite you to take control of the airwaves, bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the arrest of CopBlock founder Ademo Freeman. Video is up, edited video, which cuts out the boring parts from the full video that he had streamed to his Facebook page. I did that this afternoon, posted it over at copblock.org. You can check that out. But I was bemoaning Daryl. It's, by the way, Daryl and Ian here in the studio tonight. I was bemoaning the fact that Ademo is not living in New Hampshire. And that had he been living in New Hampshire, he would have had some backup, likely, in the incident that occurred last night where he was pulled over by state troopers. First of all, they probably would have known who he was here and likely wouldn't have messed with him in the first place. This trooper did not seem to know who he was based on the audio in the
I think the local cops in Keene would know who he is. The chances that, you know,
troopers know who we are.
Trooper.
They know. They watch the videos, too. These guys got the... It's New Hampshire, so they're not as busy as other police departments everywhere else, and they love to share around the videos of what the activists are doing here, because that's just something that they have to
okay,
they can do.
So allow me to rephrase. If he were outside of the city limits of Keene and stopped by a state trooper that does not generally patrol the city limits of Keene,
they'd still likely know who he was.
If he got stopped in Bedford, I doubt that a state
trooper... He's a demo from Cop Block. There are cops around the country who know
who he
is.
You're right, Ian. I can never be right on something. Every police officer knows who all of the activists are in New Hampshire.
I'm not saying every police officer knows who all of the activists are. That would be impossible. But he's a Damo Freeman, the founder of CopBlock.org. He's one of the most high-profile police accountability activists in the country. There are cops who, not in New Hampshire, just cops around the country. You can see it happen in his videos that he's recorded, places he's never been, who, when they pull him over, they know who he is. So,
yeah. But, again, just because, you know, a lot of cops know who he is, doesn't mean that every police officer in
everyone.
The state knows who he is. You said if
not.
He were pulled over in New Hampshire, the cop would know who he
I
is.
I said they would likely know. And if I said every cop, I certainly didn't intend to
you
say every cop.
You made it sound like
okay, well,
if
let's
he
clarify.
Were pulled over in New
I'm not
Hampshire,
saying
nothing
every cop,
happen.
Carol. Is it clear now? I'm not saying that. Okay, but it's likely that they would know who he is. Many of them know who I am because, you know, I'm on YouTube in police accountability videos from New Hampshire. So if a demo were living here, he would be in police accountability videos, as he has been in the past, in New Hampshire, and those get shared around, man. That's just what happens. They share them around. Oh, look at this jackass. That kind of thing. So anyway, he's been charged with felony counts, and I just know it would have been different had he been here. Even if they didn't know who he was, they would have found out real fast after a bunch of activists showed up on the scene, because he would have sent out a cell 411, or even if he just streamed to his Facebook, we would have caught wind of it, and people would have been able to respond, likely, because we have more activists concentrated in one general area, that is New Hampshire. Obviously, in the cities, there's more than there are in some of the smaller towns. But, you know, more people would have been more likely to show up, and that changes how these interactions
go. I definitely agree with that.
With the police. And it's just tragic. I mean, the fact that we don't have more people here sooner rather than later, I can't encourage people to move soon enough. Because, especially if you're going to be doing things like cop blocking, if you're going to be doing high risk, I mean, it's helpful to move here even if you're just going to be doing politics, because you'll have more people to back you up in politics. But if you're going to be doing high risk stuff like police accountability activism, then it's way better to do that in New Hampshire. I mean, just across the board, whatever the activism you're interested in doing, you're better off when you have allies behind you.
Yes.
And you can have that here. In fact, there are so many potential allies here that you can work with the ones that you like the best. Because it's going to turn out that out of thousands of activists, and we do have thousands here across all of New Hampshire, because there are active migrations of libertarians who are coming here. There's the Free State Project, there's Shire Society, and then there's just people moving here because they don't want to join anything, but they just want to come here and,
right.
and get active. So there's thousands of people who are coming here. There are already thousands who are here already. And of thousands of people, there's going to turn out that some of them don't really like you. You don't get along with them all. That's okay, because you can't even know 1,000 people. You couldn't possibly. So you get to actually pick and choose of those thousands, the, let's say, couple hundred that you associate with the most, or the few dozen that you associate with the most.
I think most people wind up, you know, a few dozen.
Sure. That would be the close associates, and then you might know a couple hundred beyond that. But, you know, you could never know all of the activists who are here, and nor would you really want to. It would be an impossible task. There are too many of them, and you wouldn't get along with all of them anyway. These are not problems. They're not growing pains. It's okay that not everybody gets along. We don't have to. As long as everybody is working generally in the direction of more freedom, you might not agree with exactly how they're going about their activism or what issues they're focusing on. But the fact is, it is in New Hampshire, because of the libertarian migrations that are active here, we've got more success. You talked last night, Daryl, about, I believe you started the show last night with the news about Caleb Dyer, the new libertarian state representative who was elected as a Republican, but he has now joined the Libertarian Party. That's happening here, and he's a New Hampshire native.
Yes.
One of the reasons why, and tell me, correct me if I'm wrong on this, one of the reasons why he joined the Libertarian Party was because you and Roger Paxton, who are immigrants here from the South, like I am, you guys kicked the Libertarian Party's butt into shape. You got nominated and elected as the party chairman of the New Hampshire Libertarian Party, and Rogers the vice chairman. You guys are two major doers from the South who picked up your lives. You moved to New Hampshire. You breathed new life into the Libertarian Party. Caleb Dyer wouldn't have joined the old Libertarian Party, the one from 2 years ago.
Right.
Would not have happened because they were basically a pathetic shell of an organization that essentially was on life support. And right. That's being generous.
And he even mentioned in his statement yesterday, and we did play parts of that on the show last night, but he even mentioned the fact that the Libertarians now have ballot access.
For the first time in 20-something years.
For the first time in over 20 years. And also the fact that, you know, there's so much internal fighting within the Republican and Democratic Party, and the leadership of the Republican Party wants the members to sit down, shut up, and do as they're told.
Right.
And, you know, there is to be no dissent, basically.
That's no good.
No, that's no good. So, you know, the way you wind up getting somebody's attention is you say, okay, I'm not playing in your playground anymore. I'm going to play over here. Whoa, wait a minute. You can't go over there because we're in charge here. Nope, I'm not playing on your playground.
So that's another example, Caleb Dyer joining the Libertarian Party, of one of the things that makes New Hampshire a standout state. There's only one other state in the United States, as I understand it,
yes,
where there's a Libertarian state representative.
Technically, it's a state senator because it's in Nebraska where they have a unicameral legislature.
So they don't have reps there. They only have
a Senate.
And of course, also, we've got libertarians who are, like Caleb, still sort of hiding in the Republican and Democratic parties, like pretty principled folks that maybe some more of them will follow his courageous lead and
hope so.
Step out of those parties and actually join the Libertarian Party. But I wouldn't count on it because, you know,
I'm not going to hold my breath. Yeah. But now that one person has sort of already taken the step.
Right. They've broken the...
It's going to be easier to follow somebody and be like, oh, and I am too. Sort of like the whole thing where we talk about secession of maybe California will be the first state and then other states go like dominoes.
Yeah.
Colorado and Washington were the first two states to fully legalize cannabis. And I know it wasn't full legalization because there's still taxes and regulation.
Well, that is legalization.
Right.
You want to talk about ending penalization. You want to end or depenalize cannabis. That would be the idea,
so,
right?
You know,
end prohibition.
When I think of something as being fully legalized, nobody argues that tomatoes are illegal.
True.
But there's not a special regulation of you can only buy 3 tomatoes every
More
time
coming
you go
up.
To
Free
the grocery store.
Sorry. There should be commercials playing, so something has gone wrong.
Breakthrough new biotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-984-5648. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-984-5648. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-984-5648. Call now for details. 1-800-984-5648.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from
from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments. There's enough time for you if you dial right now. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username for you to call us is lrn.fm. You do need to send a contact request first if you're going to call on Skype, and that's easy. You just send the request. We'll approve it as soon as we notice that you've sent it, and then it's easy to call from that point forward. You can take control of the airwaves here with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
Also, don't forget to check out more of Daryl over at libertylobby.info. That's where you can go to see some of the videos, and just some excerpts of Daryl testifying in front of different committees, mostly the Elections Committee, but not just the Elections Committee,
right,
in the State House. And your goal is here, Daryl, is to raise $5,000 for a year.
Yes.
You're at over 60% of that goal, I believe.
About 60% of the monthly goal is currently being met.
And if you were to meet that goal monthly, it would amount to about $5,000 a year.
Correct, assuming that none of the donors wind up dropping off at some point.
Unfortunately, that does tend to happen, so it's always good to keep promoting and, yes, and try to bring new new blood in because people's financial circumstances do change. But a $5 to $10 a month donation results in a real live lobbyist in the form of Daryl going to the State House here in New Hampshire, the one place where you can actually have a real impact for liberty, because every single bill gets heard, gets a public hearing in New Hampshire. And Daryl, you've been up there for a few years now, kind of meeting a lot of these state legislators, yes, creating relationships with them, and now you're officially a lobbyist. You get your orange badge for lobbyists,
yes,
that you wear when you're up there. And you, I think you say in your advertisement, which is now running on the streams of LRN.FM and Free Talk Live's live streams, that you're the only crowdfunded lobbyist? Is that really true?
As far as I was able to find, yes. Now, technically...
Wouldn't the ACLU be crowdfunded? I mean, they're supporters who are sending them money, right? Like,
right, but the ACLU does things other than just lobbying.
Oh, okay. So, as far as someone who only does lobbying, you're not suing people, you're not...
Correct.
Okay, okay, gotcha.
And the ACLU also doesn't rely only on memberships. They also get grants from various entities.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Would you turn that down?
I would not... Depends on the strings. I can't answer yes or no. It would depend on, you know, if there were strings attached.
You're not willing to compromise your message.
Correct.
For a donor.
Correct.
And that's one of the benefits. And being crowdfunded means that everybody's only a little piece of your action.
Right.
So if somebody comes
in for hire. So
right.
If BP came in and said, Daryl, we want to hire you to go do, fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, I am not for hire.
You're only doing what Daryl thinks is the pro-liberty position to take on issues.
Correct.
So if some funding person is like, I've given you X amount of money and I want you to say this on this issue, you'll be like, well, see ya, right? You're not, sorry.
Unless it was something to where, I was leaning towards, testifying on that bill.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this sort of, cost-benefit thing that rolls through my head when I'm deciding which bills to testify on. Which bills am I knowledgeable about?
Mm-hmm.
Which things do I think I can be the most efficient at? So we've already talked about, some of the things to where there was several hearings on therapeutic cannabis in Reps Hall,
right,
which holds hundreds of people.
And there were countless
people
testifying.
I'm not going to go be just another voice there when I can be
right. The
voice testifying in favor of five other bills.
Exactly. So you're trying to lobby smarter, not harder. Go to libertylobby.info. You can contribute to Daryl's campaign there. And I think he's doing good work so far. I've been there to see a lot of it. And I'm the person who's recording the videos. So there'll be a few more coming up this week. It was a shorter week for me this week, so I ended up going only one of the two days this week. So there won't
yes.
be as many videos coming up this week, but I'll continue at it because I think it's an effective form of activism. Let's go to Sarah. She's in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I would like the cancel caller to try, 1,500 milligrams of calcium per day, and I want to see what happens. I really want to see if it really
should he
does
also
work.
Quit his regiment of chemotherapy?
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know that.
Okay, well then he
it.
Wouldn't really be able to know what it was that cured the cancer. I mean, if he is taking 1,000 milligrams of calcium per day, as you suggest, and his cancer goes away, that doesn't necessarily mean that it was the 1,000 milligrams of calcium that did that. You understand that, right? Correlation is not causation.
It just means that, that it could have been helped or put him in remission. But I also want him to get the copy of the book written by Mr. Barefoot. Mr. Barefoot is a master's degree in biochemistry. And I was recommended that, oral calcium is one of the better forms because it's very close to our skeletal composition. And also it has trace minerals. So I just took two capsules just now.
Now, I don't think it could hurt. I mean, it probably isn't going to hurt to take calcium, right? Like, it's not, if you take too much calcium, is there really anything bad that's going to happen to you?
Yes, you could wind up getting calcium deposits.
Uh-oh. okay, I take it back.
There are some negative side effects of calcium overdose.
Now, I guess it would depend on what an overdose is. I mean, is 1,000 milligrams an overdose? It sounds like a lot.
I don't know
1,
what
no,
too 1, much
1,
is. I do know that if you have too much calcium intake, then you can get calcium deposits, which
yikes.
Can be very painful from what I've heard.
Also, according to Google, ingesting high doses of calcium each day can cause kidney stones, which my dad had that at one point, and I hope I never have to encounter a kidney stone, because from what I understand, they are very painful. Very.
Well, what about
more so when they're coming out.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think those calcium has fillers in it. You have to get the calcium that does not have fillers. Like,
it's possible you don't know what you're talking about. I'm just saying maybe somebody should actually do some research on this before they take anyone's advice that they hear on talk radio. Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah.
She read a website from a guy that claims Dr. to have
Barefoot.
A master's degree and a doctorate.
He doesn't like shoes, but he knows about calcium. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Corey in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Corey.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I got a question, man. Are either one of you familiar with the drug methadone?
Well, I know that it's very similar, as I understand it, to heroin. It is an opiate.
Well, isn't methadone used to help people kick heroin addiction?
It can. It is actually a synthetic. It's a synthetic opiate, and more people are getting on it for two reasons. One, pain, and also two, if they were taking a lot of Oxycontin or any other pain pill and they became dependent, like physically dependent, not just mentally, but physically, and they wanted to get off of that, their doctor may switch them to the methadone. Well, my thing is, I knew nothing about it. I had no idea what it was. I got in a severe car accident, and my doctor prescribed it for pain. And I was like, okay, great. I trust the doctor. It's probably safe, you know. I had no idea. I'd never did drugs in my life. And now that I've been on it for so long, I went off of this crap. And I've been researching and hearing so many, you know, positive stories about marijuana for pain and different things like that. And it's not legal in Georgia yet, but they're working on it. But I just didn't know if you guys knew anybody who had maybe done different types of medicinal marijuana to help them get off of either pain pills or pain medicines.
Yes,
like that.
I actually know my old roommate from, 15 years ago. He was injecting oxycodone. He was, pretty seriously addicted to it.
Right.
I'm hoping that hasn't happened to you yet, but
no, not at all, never.
So well, that's good because it could be worse.
It's definitely good.
But so he was so bad off that he was injecting it, and ultimately he ended up getting off the opiates by using what he called the marijuana maintenance program, where he was just using cannabis for the purpose of kind of replacing. The heroin, or I guess the oxys, they're similar,
right.
They're opiates. And that's, he wasn't under any doctor's care or anything like that, but it did work for him.
Was there any type of strain or any type of regimen or any type of things that he may have used, different, some people say indicas are better for pain, and some people... just the CBD oil.
This was so long ago that I don't think that it was in the black market, so it's very unlikely he would have known what he was getting.
For me, and this is, just for me, I prefer edibles that are a 50-50 indica sativa blend.
Hmm. We are out of time tonight, but that's interesting advice, and I would say experiment, see what works best, and of course you can always order through Darknet Markets and have it delivered straight to your door so you don't have to worry about hitting the streets and dealing with shifty drug dealers. Thanks for the call, Corey. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. We'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets
to making money online and seriously grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.